now the 3rd of May, and I'm traveling off on an airplane to New Zealand tomorrow. So I'll be seeing all you folks in Christchurch in about a week.
We've been in Australia a year and one day today.
That's right, it is. It's a year and a day now. Yes.
Today, just to be a real Australian, I had an Australian pie because they wrapped in a packing which says, is it the real Australian heritage or the Australian heritage?
And here's Stephen. Yes, here's Stephen to wish everybody all the best and to send his love.
Not too close.
Not too close, just Stephen.
Hello, Granny and Grandma and all the vines.
Well, that's a good start. There's lots of relatives, aren't there, Steve?
I just want to
see all your ancestors.
I just want to wish you a happy time and a nice time when I can too.
You're looking forward to seeing your grandma when she's coming, aren't you?
Yes. And bye-bye.
Okay, well, why don't you sing Jake's, what is it, the
pen? I'm not very good at that.
No, okay. All right, now Ben turns before he goes off to bed.
Say,
you call out.
Say, hello, everyone.
Hello.
Very good.
Good. Would you like to say, have a happy day.
Well, it's now after 11 o'clock at night, and the children are finally being asleep, and we're up to 10. And John has his bag all packed.
Ready to fly away tomorrow.
Bye-bye
to John, but hello to everybody in New Zealand.
That's right, and I'll see you soon. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Since that last recording was made, a year has passed. Now I'm getting ready to go to New Zealand again for another conference. 1980, May. Benjamin's having breakfast at the moment, and Stephen has a bit of a cough, and he's at home. It's holiday time. Elizabeth is off to university, studying hard, getting ready to see if she can get as much work done as possible before I go away and abandon her with the children for a week.